Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And of course, Wednesday means it's church tonight. And we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We start at 6:30 on Wednesday evening, and we're all together now. The children's clubs are taking a break for the summertime, and we'll all meet together at church. You know, one of the tragedies, I think, that we do is we try to talk about the family at church, and then when they come to church, we split the family up in all different directions. The kids go here, the teens go here, the adults go here, and everybody's separated. I think there's something to be said about keeping the family together at church. And so we come together, and on Wednesday night through the summer, the little ones, everybody stays in with us, and they learn what church is all about, and they get to hear the pastor. And I want to be able to pastor those little ones. I don't want them to grow up in their young years and then into their teenage years and never get to hear the pastor. They ought to know who their pastor is, and their pastor prays for them, and their pastor loves them, and the pastor wants to have an influence in their life. And so everyone together, 6:30 tonight. And of course, we'll still have our missionary letter to be read, and we'll have our prayer guide to hand out to everyone, and it'll be a great, great time together as we head through the summer on Wednesday nights. And I hope you have a church that you'll be in your place, and that you'll be there to be a blessing to your church and your pastor, and that you'll go asking God to speak to your heart. Now, talking about the family a little bit, I'm going to spend today and maybe tomorrow on I want to talk to you a little bit about 10 habits of families that are serving God. I've been into this thing a while. 1982 to 2022 was 40 years in the ministry for me. And God has been so good to me. And I've made some observations through the years. And I want to share some of those observations with you, and especially regards to families that serve the Lord. In Joshua chapter 24, of course, we know this familiar verse, verse 15, where Joshua announces to the rest of Israel, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Many homes have that plaque right near their front door or somewhere in their home that makes the statement, as Joshua did, that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I believe of the families that serve the Lord, there's some common traits. There's some common habits. Now, let me make sure we understand something. There are no perfect families, because every family is made up of sinners, just like there's no perfect church, because every church is made up of sinners. There's no perfect pastors, because pastors are sinners too. And so, but there are common characteristics, common traits, if you will, among families that are serving the Lord. And I'm going to share 10 of these with you, and you see if these habits are in your home, and if not, whether they ought to be in your home. All right, let's go. Start with 10. Number 10, children are disciplined with love and consistency. Children disciplined with love and consistency. The Bible says, Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it far from him. So we have to have boundaries established and consequences explained. They have to know what the rule is and what the punishment for the rule is, so then they can make a choice of whether they're going to obey the rule, stay within the boundary, or violate the boundary, or violate the rule. You see, discipline is absolutely necessary. You say, "Well, I just let my kid decide." Well, then why do we have parents? Kids would just be left on their own. Children just be on their own. No, the Bible says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord." Now, mom and dad, if they're to obey you, that means you're supposed to give them something to obey. Your children and your grandchildren will will need boundaries, they need rules, they need order, they need discipline. One of the tragedies of this generation is we have a generation now that has not been disciplined. Again, be taught. Children need to be taught to obey. They need to be taught to share. They need taught to be kind. Why? Because we have a sinful nature. The Bible says we can use the rod of correction. I don't think you ought to apply discipline with a hand. There's never a time to just hit a child or slap a child. But I do believe in the board of correction, or the board of education, as they say, applied to the seed of knowledge. And you say, "Oh, I'd never spank my child." Well, that's part of the problem, isn't it? A proper spanking administered in the right way at the right place goes a long way, my friend. And not in anger, not in your frustration. If you need time, you send them to their room so you can calm down. But then calmly administer the discipline. Listen, again, the Bible says, "Well, I love my child too much to discipline them." No, the Bible says the opposite. It said, if you don't discipline them, you don't love them. The Bible says the Lord disciplines every one of us whom he receives. Why? Because he loves us. And you must be consistent. Hey, what that little two-year-old does that's wrong, when you call her and she runs the other way or he runs the other way, and you discipline them one day and you laugh at it the next, they don't know what to do. You have to be consistent with your discipline. So do it with love, do it with consistently. Children are disciplined with love and consistency. Number 9, money is managed wisely and discussed openly. Money problems tear a family apart like none other. Listen, mom and dad, it's not his money and her money. It's all, and it's, by the way, it's not even our money. It's God's money. We are stewards, the Bible says, of what God has entrusted to us. It's not even mine. I'm managing what God has given to me. You're managing what God has given to you. So teach the importance of giving. Teach the importance of tithing. Teach them that when they earn money, 10% belongs to God. 10% ought to go to savings. And then some for spending. And they can live on the difference. Stay away from credit card debt. Oh, teach them about credit card. Teach them the dangers of credit cards. Oh, this world is drowning in debt. Our nation is drowning in debt. It's going to be the downfall of the United States of America. And so make sure they understand money, that money's managed wisely and discussed openly. Number 8, everyone shares household duties. Everyone shares household duty. Everybody can have a job to do. What are you doing? You're preparing them for life. I don't believe in allowances. Why? Who gets paid for doing nothing? Who gets paid just for breathing? Listen, you live in the house, you sleep in this bed, you put your feet under this table to eat, we give you clothes to wear, you give a place to clean up. We all have responsibilities here. Our daughter would learn to cook a meal when she got to be a teenager, even a little bit younger. Learn how to cook a meal, and one night a week was her week to cook for the family. She knows how to work. Our sons know how to vacuum, and they know how to wash dishes, and they know how to cook. Why? We're all on a team. We all work together, and we all have jobs to do, and it takes everybody doing their part to make things run smoothly. But teach your children the value of work, and work because we're part of a team. And not just to get something, but if you're going to pay them for working, and they understand if I get something, I have to earn it. They want something, then say, well, let's work for it. My boys, when they were younger, they swept porches, they sold lemonade, they mowed yards, they did whatever they could do to earn the money. And they're both very hard workers today. And so everybody shares the household duties. Work is a good thing. Teach them that. Number 7, the family learns to deal with adversity. Every family is going to have troubles, going to have trials. You're going to have diseases. You're going to have unemployment. You're going to have deaths to deal with. How do you deal with that? How do you handle that one with another? Are you learning that we cast all our care upon him, for he cares for us? Are we teaching them don't take each other for granted, that each stage of life is special and we can treat it that way? Are we teaching them that we face every problem depending on God? that we take things to the Lord in prayer. We're not anxious. We're not careful for anything. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we let our requests be made known unto God. Oh, do they know that there's a God who says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not? Are we teaching them how to handle adversity by going to the Lord, and by asking for his help? Oh, my friend, let's make sure we're spending time in prayer as a family, and when these problems arise, let's go to the Bible to find the answer and how God would want us to deal with this situation, whether it's a trouble, or whether it's sickness, or whether it's unemployment, or whether it's death. Let's make sure that we're looking to God for the answers. That's how we deal with adversity. Number six, the family, one of the habits that serves together, they laugh together. You know, the Bible says, Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart does good like a medicine. A cheerful heart's good medicine. Laughter will exercise your entire body. It's going to help you. I remember reading or hearing, actually, I was in college, and the fellow talked about, I can't remember his first name. His last name was Cousins. Was it Norman? And he had diagnosed with a form of cancer, I believe. They didn't give him any hope, didn't know what to do for him. There's no cure. There's no treatment. They sent him home, and he noticed that when he had a good belly laugh, he could have about 2 hours of pain-free from the cancer. And so he went out, I believe he got himself some Laurel and Hardy films and maybe some candid camera films, things like that, and watched them and had good, hard belly laughs. And did you know he cured himself? Oh, it's written up in the, I think, New England Journal of Medicine. Laughter. And listen, a laugh a day, that'll probably keep the doctor away. And so, listen, don't laugh with each other. Try not to laugh at each other, but occasionally we have to learn to laugh at ourselves too. Well, we've lost that in our society. Nobody can laugh at themselves anymore. Can't tell this joke because it'll offend this person. Can't tell this joke, it'll offend that person. Well, fooey on that. You learn to laugh at yourself a little bit. Lighten up. And learn to laugh together. You're praying together. You're looking to God together to take care of your problems. Now, laugh together. Enjoy each other. Serve the Lord with gladness. It's okay to be a happy Christian. What are the habits so far we covered today? Children need to be disciplined with love and consistency. Money is managed wisely and discussed openly. Everyone shares the household duties. The family learns how to deal with adversity, and we learn to laugh together. We enjoy having a good time, playing games, take vacations. Do things where you can just have fun. All right? Well, hey, I've got 5 more, and so I want you to come back tomorrow, and let's finish these up. And maybe it'll be a blessing to you. Maybe something you can jot down and say, hey, are we doing this in our home? Or can I help somebody who may be struggling in their home? And maybe these principles, these habits would be effective for them as well. All right. Well, have a wonderful Wednesday. I'll look forward to seeing some of you in the church service tonight. The rest of us will come back for our radio broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with us. sunny smile.